It sure is some coincidence how many lost kin I've discovered since a guy by the same name as me hit the jackpot in the state lottery. I hear from some lost cousin or nephew every couple of days.
You believe these people are related to you?
Well, sure, their stories certainly sound convincing.
You're as easily fooled as an ant.
I am not. Well, what's that supposed to mean anyway?
Ants are the recipients of a lot of pranks in the insect world. The particular hoax I have in mind, though, involves caterpillar larvae that fool ants into feeding and caring for them. When the larvae are approximately the same size as ant larvae, they fall to the ground, and worker ants come along to pick them up and take them home with them. Then for 11 months or more, the ant nursemaids regurgitate as much food as the caterpillars require, until the caterpillars grow many times larger than the ant larvae sharing the same nursery. The ants never do pick up on the fact that they're being tricked.
Why do you have to assume the ants are fools? Maybe they're just friendly creatures that want to help out their fellow neighbors. Maybe they're right, kind little fellows.
Such naivete, Don. You overestimate the goodwill of ants. They take the caterpillar in and care for it because of its smell. This particular caterpillar mimics the chemical scent of ants, fooling ants into thinking that the caterpillar is one of their own.
This moment of science came from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's homes since 1979. Today's program was prepared by Michelle Ross, with help from Linda Mason in entomology at Purdue University. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.